We saw an absolutely unprecedented disruption to that food and agriculture system last year. You know, think of it. We had restaurants shut down and people stopped traveling. And, you know, all the meetings that we would go to and conferences where you'd have food served, breakfast, so lunch and dinner. And so really that whole food service supply chain just shut down. And yet we saw a dramatic increase in demand at the grocery stores. We were now eating 21 meals and preparing 21 meals at home. And so what that created was, spot on, we had some situations where some of the food products that we would normally expect to find, and frankly, I think oftentimes take for granted, simply weren't available or weren't available as readily or as much as we normally would purchase. And I'm hopeful that maybe that's one of those silver linings that comes out of what we've experienced the last 12 months is that there is an appreciation for the fact that that food just doesn't magically appear on the grocery store shelf. It starts on a farm. There's essential workers that have to make sure that that food makes it from the farm to the grocery store shelf or to the plate. And we can all be very thankful that those essential workers showed up to work every single day. So that's, I think, an important message that was only, again, driven home once again to us last year.